Unit 7.
Part 1.
Language Skills Development. 1. Starter.
B. Listen to the talk on Chinglish and then take notes, putting down the keywords for each aspect of the talk.
Chinglish is a commonly used term for Chinese English. Examples are for the most part mistranslated signs and products. There has been much publicity about Beijing's effort to improve its English language environment lately. The effort has been described by the Global Language Monitor as an attempt to eradicate Chinglish before the 2008 Games. Some, however, predict that Chinglish will persist and even thrive far after the Games have ended. Probably this is right. I have no intention to challenge the prediction, and I personally know some working on this correction project. Do they want to eradicate Chinglish? No, that will be an impossible mission. They do the job because they want the Chinese language not to be misunderstood. They want to help foreigners to make their life in Beijing somewhat easier and their understanding of Beijing somewhat better. By doing so, they also want to help some 250 million Chinese who are currently studying English as a second, auxiliary, or business language. China Daily has been asked to help in this effort too. For example, organizations' names need to be translated correctly to facilitate exchanges with the world. So, we were asked by the Foreign Affairs Office of Beijing Municipal People's Government to help. We obliged and helped. Since often we could not find exact English equivalents, we had to make up expressions such as Civic Enhancement Office for the Chinese Qingshen Wenming Bangongshi. Chinglish or not, it is true we are contributing new words to be added to this global language, which will hit its millionth word on April the 29th, 2009.
2. Text. Chinglish ban in Beijing. China has launched a fresh drive to clamp down on bad English after being awarded the 2008 Olympics back in 2001. Previous attempts to wipe out Chinglish, the mistranslated phrases often seen on Chinese street signs and product labels, have met with little success. Emergency exits at Beijing Airport read, "No entry on peacetime," and the ethnic minorities park is named Racist Park. A road sign on Beijing's Avenue of Eternal Peace warns of a dangerous pavement with the words, "To take notice of safe, the slippery are very crafty." Menus frequently list items such as corrugated iron beef, government-abused chicken, chop the strange fish, husband and wife's lunch slices, and tofu made by a pockmarked woman. This last dish differs slightly from the tofu commonly homemade, though both complement the temple explodes the chicken cube and young chicken without sex. The mistranslations arise because many Chinese words express concepts obliquely and can be interpreted in multiple ways, making translation a minefield for non-English speakers. What are the more memorable examples of Chinglish that you have seen? Found commonly on products and signage in China, it is an attempt at English marred by poor translation and misspelling. The sign above features a classic mistake, not only the bizarre word substitution, unless they really are selling bishops, but also the more unusual use of language. Where on earth do they find nosh? How much courage would be required of the potential user of the auto bank if he or she sees the sign below? Help oneself terminating machine. The sign below frequently pops into your eye as you take a stroll in the park. It may take you a few minutes before you can puzzle out the meaning of "Do the bird's friend." Also, when someone takes a walk in the park, he or she is likely to come upon a notice erected by a meadow that reads, "I like your smile, but unlike you, put your shoes on my face. My God, the walker would think, jumping back toward the asphalt, the grass wrote that sign. The grass has a face. This is the beauty of Chinglish. It makes you laugh and think at the same time. It crackles with puzzling advice like, don't press the glass to get hurt, and if you are stolen, call the police at once. In North America, parents saunter through malls with kids, rarely thinking about the hidden dangers of escalators or staircases. They would, after stumbling upon cryptic messages such as, when old man's child go up, hand ladder, temporary, need the family to accompany. They would also feel very suspicious when they see such common signs put up at a supermarket as, should you lose your balance, slip and fall down carefully. Don't forget to carry your thing. You may decide against an impulse pedicure after learning one of the services offered at the salon was trim the foot, and disabled travelers would have seen no humor in the deformed man toilet placard hanging outside restrooms. As the use of English as language of global communication is on the rise, an increasing number of conversations in English happen between non-native speakers. English is the second most spoken language in the world, and it is estimated that by 2020, native speakers will make up only 15% of those using or learning the language. But don't worry, the Chinese government is on it. The English language press in China routinely calls for people to send in examples of Chinglish in an attempt to clear up bad English. Beijing city authorities have issued new translation guides, and the booklets have been handed out to hotels and shopping malls, on public transport and at tourist attractions. Authorities have replaced more than 6,500 signs in Beijing that were once gloriously lost in translation. Restaurants are now working from a standardized list, renaming menu items such as husband and wife's lunch slices to pork lunch in chili sauce. Some scholars believe that Chinglish's days are numbered.
New words.
Ban.
Clamp.
Previous.
Label.
Emergency.
Ethnic.
Minority.
Racist.
Avenue.
Eternal.
Pavement.
Slippery.
Crafty.
Corrugated.
Abuse. Abuse.
Chop.
Tofu.
Pock.
Compliment.
Cube.
Arise.
Obliquely.
Multiple.
Minefield.
Memorable.
Signage.
Ma.
Bazaar.
Substitution.
Bishop.
Nosh.
Terminate.
Puzzle.
Erect.
Meadow.
Asphalt.
Crackle.
Saunter.
Mall.
Escalator.
Staircase.
Cryptic.
Suspicious.
Impulse.
Pedicure.
Salon.
Trim.
Disabled.
Deformed.
Placard.
Routinely. Attraction.
Gloriously.
Standardize.
Source.
Part 2.
Language in use. 1. Dinner toasting speeches.
A. Wang Lin, director of the Exhibition Association, is hosting a reception dinner the evening before the trade fair opens. After the guests have been seated, Wang proposes a toast to the attendees. Listen to the toast and fill in the blanks. Then read it aloud.
Toast at the Chinese dinner party. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to have you all here this evening. On behalf of the Exhibition Association, I'd like to extend a warm welcome to you all. Welcome to Shanghai. Welcome to the trade fair. I also want to take this opportunity to express my thanks for the close cooperation and kind support our friends have given us over the years. Now, I'd like you to join me in a toast to the success of the fair, to our friendship and cooperation, to the health of everyone. Cheers! B. The U.S. President once visited Mexico. President of Mexico held a dinner party in his honor. In a dinner toast, the U.S. President made these remarks. Listen to the toast and fill in the blanks, then read it aloud.
Remarks by the U.S. President in a dinner toast. Mr. President, distinguished guests, Laura and I thank you for this dinner, and thank you for inviting us to Monterrey, a city that embodies Mexico's prosperous future. President Fox, I deeply appreciate your friendship, especially since September the 11th, and the people of the United States are grateful for your visit to Ground Zero in New York to honor the victims. I tell the people of my country that a strong and prosperous Mexico is good for the United States. I am confident we will build on the success of the North American Free Trade Agreement to expand the benefits of trade and markets to all of our people. President Fox, the United States knows who our friends are. Today, we have a relationship of unprecedented closeness and cooperation. By continuing to work together, we can improve the lives of the people in our two nations, in our hemisphere, and in our world. Mr. President, I offer a toast to you, your gracious wife, and the great friendship between our two countries.
New words.
Toast.
Association.
Fair.
Cheers.
Remark.
Distinguished.
Prosperous.
Unprecedented.
Hemisphere.
Gracious.
Proper nouns.
The Shanghai Exhibition Association.
Laura.
Monterrey.
Mexico.
Fox.
Ground Zero.
The North American Free Trade Agreement.
2. Pair work. Delivering dinner toasts. Reference answer.
To all of you who have just graduated, may you now go on to become educated. May you always choose a path of happiness and health as well as prosperity. May you go on to even better things, but never lose touch with us. We wish you the best of fortune as you move on to your next challenge in the University of Life. Here's to your future. We are all depending on you. 3. Text. Dinner Party Etiquette.
Have you ever wanted to throw a formal dinner party, but were unsure of what to do? Have you ever been afraid to attend such an event because you weren't up on the proper etiquette? Go ahead. What follows are just a few examples of the etiquette required when throwing or attending a dinner party. When selecting guests for your event, you'll want to choose an interesting mix of characters, but make sure they will all get along. It wouldn't do to invite people who are known to clash with other dinner guests or cause heated debates. No one wants tension at a dinner party. Your party should be a lively, stress-free event. Invite guests who are good conversationalists, especially those who are known to bring along their sense of humor. When writing up your seating chart, remember that it's important to make your guests as comfortable as possible. You'll not want to seat two doctors together, as they would spend the whole meal discussing doctor business, and no one else would be included in the conversation. Likewise, you don't want to seat together two people of opposing political views if they're prone to debate. Dinner conversation should be lively and upbeat, and the seating chart should reflect this. It may be considered fashionable to arrive late in Hollywood, but at a dinner party, this is considered bad etiquette. The last thing you want is to hold up the meal while everyone waits on your arrival. If you must show up late, do your best to arrive no more than 30 minutes past than the time indicated on your invitation. It's very good manners to call your hostess and make her aware of your situation. It's proper to bring a small hostess gift, one that the hostess is not obliged to use that very evening. Gifts such as flowers or dessert, while thoughtful, don't make a very good hostess gift, as she will feel she must put it out immediately. A small trinket or a bottle of wine makes an excellent hostess gift. As host or hostess, you must make sure that someone will be at the door to greet the guests. Graciously accept any hostess gift and take all personal items such as coats and umbrellas. Have a place close by for personal items so you're not far from the door. Once inside your home, guests should be offered a drink and some hors d'oeuvre to tide them over until it's time to eat. Encourage everyone to mingle and make any necessary introductions. See to it that no one is standing or sitting alone and the conversation is flowing freely. As your guests are chatting and eating their hors d'oeuvres, you can go ahead and put the first course on the table. Guests should do their best to mingle and make light conversation. Try not to form cliques. Instead, socialize as a group. If someone is sitting alone, do your best to draw him or her into the conversation and make him or her at ease. When dinner is ready, follow the directions of your hostess, who will have assigned seats. Once seated, place your napkin in your lap and leave it there for the duration of the meal. If you must be excused, gently place your napkin upon your chair, placing it back into your lap upon returning to the table. Don't eat until everyone has been served, and even so, wait until your hostess begins. After each course, your hostess, or someone hired for this purpose, will clear the table. A good hostess will never let her guests stare at dirty dishes while waiting for the next course to arrive. 3 days to 1 week after the event, call or send your hostess a note thanking her for the lovely evening. Knowing what to expect and how to act in advance can make everyone around you a little more comfortable. Just bring along your manners and you'll do fine. Remember, improper etiquette can mean the difference between an uncomfortable meal and an enjoyable affair.
New words.
Etiquette.
Character.
Clash.
Heated.
Debate.
Tension.
Stress.
Conversationalist.
Likewise.
Opposing.
Prone.
Upbeat.
Reflect.
Indicate.
Dessert.
Trinket.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Mingle.
Clique.
Socialize.
Napkin.
Improper.
Proper noun.
Hollywood.
Part 3.
Enhancement of language abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and practice, paying attention to the assimilation in the following sentences.
1. Did you stay up late yesterday evening?
2. Would you like a cup of coffee?
3. Could your father come here to see you?
4. Don't you see that film?
5. I'll meet you at the World Fair this year.
6. Has your friend arrived?
7. He's made great progress these years.
8. He was a music lover in his younger days.
9. Is this your roof garden?
10. Stevensh University is in the outskirts of the city.
B. Read the following sentences and pay attention to the change of sounds.
1. Would you mind if I turn on the radio?
2. Did you understand my explanation?
3. Won't you go with us?
4. She thought you would come early.
5. Is your mother retired?
6. Does your brother work in Brazil?
7. Your teachers miss you all.
8. John's usually in the library.